This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Five real Joe, 855-732-5563. As I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And again, love when you get involved in the conversation. Love when you send me emails. You can email me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Okay. You know, I'm just going to jump in because I don't know any other way to do it. I've been telling you guys now for months, and even really harped on it hard a couple weeks ago. I told you this is going to be an all-out war, right? The rule of law it exists in this country, but who's it for? Now you're watching what's happening right now in Louisville. You have a police officer that's been shot over the Breonna Taylor incident. And it was a grand jury that took this up. You have a black AG. And it's not what they wanted. See, the left, it's not about what is legal. It is not what the system doles out. It is what they feel as a mob mentality is right or wrong. That is not going to work. As I said to you before, it's just like with the president. They have been fighting him from day one. Pelosi, the only thing she's interested in doing is impeachment, getting him out of the office, because they truly believe that only they are the ones that know better for everybody. If you're looking at candidates, and you're one of those people that, you know, well, you're registered Republican or Democrat, and you're trying to figure out which way to go, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. If they don't denounce this violence, don't vote for them. Because they're going to bring it to your house. You saw what happened to Seattle and the Portland mayors, both of them. They thought if they, you know, we're on your side. We love you. We're helping you out. We're going to let you burn things down. What happens? The thugs go to their house. Come on, let this sink in. They think they're going to appease them and everything's going to be wonderful. Doesn't work that way. Thugs are thugs. I grew up around them. I know what they're like. When they want something from you, when they need something from you, they're patting you in the back. They're telling you how great you are. And then when they don't get exactly what they want when they want it, look what happened tonight. You're getting people, like I said, shot. And I know some of you think, I'm not trying to incite violence. I'm not telling you to get violent. But I am telling you to be ready to protect yourself. You have no way around it. It is what it is. And then you have the people on the left, the Pelosi's, the Joy Reid's of the world. Right? I mean, Don Lemon and the rest of them. Right? We're going to have more violence in the street. Why? Why does it have to be violence in the streets? If we need police reform, then that's what you should be fighting for. Not burning down buildings to prove, what are you proving? This is what it's going to be like every time you don't, you know what, I said it the other night, and I meant it, I'm going to keep saying it. You parents, listen up. These kids burning the streets down, these were the ones throwing themselves on the floor in the supermarket, and you gave them the candy bar to shut them up. They don't understand the rules. You know why? There were no rules. When they were growing up, nobody was forcing the rules on them. You know, my son, he doesn't mind me telling these stories. My son, I get a kick out of. He went to summer, I call him my perpetual student. And he went to summer school, and it wasn't because he was dumb, it's just because he didn't want to do the work. And he went to summer school, and when the teacher was going to give him like a B plus or an A minus, I couldn't figure this out. And I went to the teacher, and I said, help me understand. He never cracks a book. I don't even know what he's learning in here. How did you give him a B plus or an A minus? I don't remember what it was. He said, look, all they need to do is show up, and I give him a decent grade. I said, let me tell you what you're doing to the rest of us. You're making these kids believe, not in C, but believe in D. Okay? I got a heartbeat. I matter. I get a B. This is what you're doing to these kids. You're not getting them ready for the real world. And then for the employers of the real world, I got to put up with the kids that you're sending out there. Because they didn't pass in any homework. All they did was come in and smile and do whatever. And you treated them like royalty. Well, that doesn't happen in the real world. And it never will. And that's what you're seeing happen here. These kids, look, when Trump was elected over Hillary, did you see those young people having major league meltdowns? Now if I go on YouTube, I'm watching the same group of snowflakes having major league meltdowns because things aren't going exactly the way they want. Because Ruth Bader Ginsburg's last dying words aren't being adhered to. Well, too bad. God bless Ruth. I mean, great for the career that she had. She is not the law. She is not the Constitution. And as I recall, the Schumer Pelosi's of the world have been screaming that no one is above the law. The Constitution specifically states the president shall. It doesn't say that he might. When he gets around to it, if he decides it's the right thing to do. No, they wanted that Supreme... Our founding fathers wanted that Supreme Court filled. You don't like it? If you don't like the Constitution, there is a way to fix it, and there is a way to change it. And maybe if you were properly educated, and if your teachers had properly educated some of those kids, they would know how to do it, and they would actually fix it the right way. But... Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening real fast on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the solution, really. Right? That's what we want. Watch you part of the solution. I'm watching, you know, on TV. I'm watching all of it. Now, all of a sudden, these things have come up all in all major cities across the country. The riots over Breonna Taylor. And many people don't even know what went down. All they know is the police went into an apartment and shot a girl. An innocent girl. Listen to them. She was in the safety of her apartment. So not that she was a criminal, but does that mean any criminal that goes into her apartment is in this, that's it, like hands off, police can't go in? Is that kind of what they're saying? I'm trying to understand. I want to know where these people, here's 24, a jury of 24, right? looked at the evidence and said, no, there's nothing there for these three, but there is for this one. And they don't like the decision. So the best way to handle it now is to go rip up the streets. Because the jury only opted to indict one of the three Louisville police officers. And there was a lot of confusion, a lot of lies being told. I mean, it's real simple. When you, again, if some of you would be honest with yourself and actually look at the full video of the George Floyd video, you look at the full thing, he'd be alive today if he complied. That simple. Putting your knee on his neck for 8 minutes or whatever it was, okay, that was wrong. No question about it. There's no way to justify that. But there were two other people in that car with him. There's a lot to that story. You're not hearing. I think somebody took advantage of a situation. And it's going to do nothing but get worse. You watch. Unless Trump's reelected and he gets the Senate in the House, this is the problem. Former Sergeant Brett Hankinson was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment for firing rounds during the raid that went into neighborhood apartments. Right? Not for the death of Taylor. Now, the attorney for the Taylor, of course, out of his mind. He's outraged. There's no defense for what they did. Well, when you go into an apartment, and it's funny because it's not just the cops saying that they screamed police before they went to the door. There are neighbors that are saying that. So the neighbors lied too? Just asking. They were serving. Now, they keep calling it a no-knock warrant. The problem was it wasn't really a no-knock warrant. They did knock. They did yell before they went in. And it was a drug investigation. And the ex-boyfriend was known to be violent and probably be in the house. So what do these people want you to go? I mean, they're not doing it. They're not taking a more soft touch into getting things done. But they want the police to? I watched a woman, Beverly Hills Police. There was a black woman who pulled up. And she had made an illegal turn or whatever. They ran the car. The car came up stolen. And from my understanding, I talked to some of my police friends. It happens from time to time where a number will get transposed or something will happen where a car will show up as stolen when it really isn't. They were asking her for her information. And because she was a black woman, felt like she was being accosted by these white cops, she just went off. The whole thing would have been easily taken care of if she just showed them the license and registration. And that would have been the end of it. But she almost didn't take a breath. You got to see the clip. She was MFing these guys from the start. And then there were some people, you know, coming up on the sidewalk, getting on the cops, who weren't there to be. They didn't see what was going on. They didn't lay a hand on her. And then she gets in her car and tries to back into the police cars. And then if it had escalated and something happened, it would be the cop's fault, right? No. Because if she was white, they would have done the same thing. If she was Asian, they would have done the same thing. If she was Hispanic, they would have done the same thing. Let me check it out, lady. And the cop could say, calm down. We just want to check it out. This is my car. You have no right. No, we do have a right. The number comes up as stolen. The car description comes up as stolen. Let us just check it. And she's actually saying things like, I've had enough of you. I've had enough of this. I'm leaving. No, actually you're not. And you didn't. And then the mob started coming around thinking they were going to take on the cops. This is what we've come to. And don't any of you say, well, you know, Messina, you don't know what my past has been like. You don't know what I've been through. So don't say I don't know, because you don't know what I know and what I don't. What I've been involved with in my younger days and what I haven't been. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher declared a state of emergency. Announced a 72-hour curfew at 9. Brought in the National Guard, which is exactly what some of these other cities should have done. Police department put barricades around the downtown perimeter where the protesters were kind of wandering in. Look, these aren't grassroots protests. When they pop up in cities all across the country and these people are wearing the same clothes, they come prepared, they have money for... Give me a break. You and I both know this isn't what's going on. Now, and they've shot an officer because now that makes it even, I guess. The governor pulled out the National Guard, which I think is great. Perfect. Get them there as a preemptive strike. And for those of you on the left that get all wigged out by this, well, they haven't done anything wrong. Why should we do that? Well, heck, then don't take the vaccine till you get the disease or the virus. Because you don't have it. Just saying. Isn't that the case? Isn't that the same kind of logic? You don't have it, so it's not a problem. Oh, the selective justice that the Dems have is just exciting. So, you know, I've been listening to how the rich keep getting richer and, you know, the rich are bad people. We need to take more money from the rich people. Well, if the Dems really believe that, they really believe that's where you're supposed to go, why don't we start with them? Oh, they got a lot of them. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Democrat, worth close to $4 million. Steve Cohen out of Tennessee, another, he's a representative. He's worth over $3 million, another Democrat. Yeah, I love these guys. Senator Joe Manchin, he lives in West Virginia, or he's from West Virginia. He's worth over $3.5 million. I'm just going through these because, you know, they're all talking about millionaires being bad people. Terrible people. And the Dems are for the poor. But you're okay with this. Right? Representative, it looks like it's Shelley Pingreen of Maine. Another one worth $3.5 million. Another Democrat worth $3.5 million. I love this stuff. I mean, I love the fact that it's real easy to call this out and you don't call out your own. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A grand jury in Kentucky is out with a single indictment from the Louisville police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the 2 officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief. And that is true here.
Cameron said the investigation was thorough.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
Protesters have started in Louisville. Ben Crump is the Taylor family attorney.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. As I said, you can head over to the website, realside.com, watch live, listen live, take it a bowl. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with. All right, so we're talking about lawlessness here in America. And I don't mean lawlessness by the average citizen. I don't believe the average citizen is doing this. I think this is being fully funded, unlike Fox News over your poll. You know, I never believed that, you know, Soros and team were behind all this stuff. But I've got to tell you something, guys. The more I get in this, the more I look at the numbers, the more I follow the dollars. Somebody big is funding this. These are not grassroots outbreaks in these cities. Now, shame on you if you're a Democrat or even on the far right, and you're thinking that this is okay because this is going to fix us. You're wrong. It's going to tear us apart even more. Because as happened in Portland, when the Portland mayor asked for, $500 million bucks to rebuild the city? Why do I have to pay for that? My taxes? That's not fair to me. You can't control yourself? You can't take care of the riots in your city? And that's my fault somehow? I have to pay for that? And while I'm at it, I've been meaning to mention this for a couple of nights. And on Facebook, on my personal page, people are popping up there, and every once in a while I put up, my personal page is not political at all. Every once in a while I put a political thing up there, but, you know, I have family members that were policemen. I have family members that were crooks, but I have family members that were policemen too. And I back the blue, and I put stuff up there. And I put up a picture up there of two policemen. I think one looked Hispanic, and one definitely was black. And I said underneath it, we are not the enemy. I said, I agree. And man, people I don't even know were hopping on there, trying to make nasties and telling me, hey, look, you say you're open to anything and you won't let me post. You're right. On my personal page, I will not let you post. You got something to say to me, say it to the radio page. And we got a couple of them. Got a website you can go to and respond. You can send me an email. But you're going to hop on my Facebook page. You have no right to hop on my Facebook page and rip up the cops there. See, I wouldn't do it, but the things that keep people from going over each other's house and shooting each other or pounding each other in the street when they find out where they live are the police. And the funny thing about it is these yo-hos in the street that are starting all kinds of trouble, who are they going to look to for protection when, notice I said when, because it will, when the card gets flipped, when those on the far right start going after them? They may not go after them and shoot them. That's all I'm talking about. But right now, there's very few people that are pushing back. And remember, protecting oneself is not vigilantism. I know some of you on the left like to use those words because, you know, again, you love to use words out of context. You've got 50 people coming at my house, coming at me, screaming they're going to kill me, and I got a gun. It is not vigilantism for me to protect myself. The true meaning of vigilantism is when you go out on the streets, you're looking for trouble. You're looking for criminals like police do. And you take actions in your own hands. That's vigilantism. Not protecting yourself in your own home, on your property, even when you're out and about with your loved one. Or one. So I was just trying to play around a little while ago with the hypocrisy of the left. And how they think all the millionaires should, you know, step up and give up their money. I want to see them do it. I want to see them. And here, you wouldn't believe the amount of millionaires in Congress that are Democrats. Vicki Hartzler, Missouri. She's worth almost, she's a Republican. Okay, we got a Republican in there. Amy Barrett of California. She's worth over $4 million, another Democrat. She's on her fourth term. Right, she's up in the Sacramento area. Isn't she cool? Representative Denny Heck of Washington. He's worth over $4 million. I mean, the majority of all these are all Democrats. Debbie Dingell of Michigan, she's worth over $4.5 million, actually. Jackie Spicer of California, another $4.5 million representative. I love that. This is great. Earl Bluner of Oregon. Yeah, Earl, you're worth $4.5 million. And you're screaming about the rich people. I think it's great. I think it shows you exactly where their heads are at. Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, another one that's coming up on $5 million. Lisa Blunt, Rochester, she's another, Lisa Blunt, Rochester of Delaware, she's coming up on $5 million. Ron Wyden of Oregon up on $5 million. Chris Coons of Delaware up on $5 million. So you people in the street, you Democrats, said, you know, they're rich people. Is that rich enough for you? What's your number? I never really get a number from anybody. Ever really get a number from these people? I don't know what the number is. And I could go on. I mean, the list is long. And they got money. I think the richest one in Congress is it Pelosi? I think it's Pelosi. I'm not sure. If one of you know, it'd be great to know. Come on. If you're sitting around the chat room, you got nothing to do, let me know. This is what I mean. They don't even look at their own people to see who's worth what. Because they don't care. It's really never about what they're talking about. It's always an argument that they try to take and they twist and they make it our fault. We've done something wrong. Isn't that great? Let me see. Come on. I'm trying to find the richest person in Congress right now. That can't be true. I think that's true. Mark Warner of Virginia. 90 million simoleons. $90 million. Blumenthal, Connecticut, $70 million. Oh, my God. Dianne Feinstein, $60 million. And they hate rich people. You think they hate themselves? I'm asking. I don't know. I'm curious. They should, based on what they say is true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I think the Dems are like caged animals right now. They have been for quite some time. Anybody remember when Hillary Clinton, I know you remember Hillary Clinton, can't forget that quick, when she said, if he gets elected, we're all going to jail? You know, I'm going to take half this town with me? What do you think she meant by that? Anybody think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, we'll open it up. I'll talk just about anything. When we get stupid, though, we're going to have some fun with you. But what do you think she meant by that? Now you're starting to see Comey's going to testify. Under Barr, he's not going to let anything go. Nothing. And the reason is that they know now that if Trump has 4 more years, they can't keep up this impeachment stuff for 4 years. They can't keep doing nothing for 4 years. And now they're starting to see the cracks in the dam forming. People start coming forward. People start opening up. People start talking about what they actually did. Not because they want to do the right thing by any stretch of the imagination. It's because they're scared now. They know that Barr is going to give up. He's going to keep plugging and pushing and plugging and pushing. And frankly, if President Trump had, he has made a couple of mistakes in personnel. Not a whole bunch, but a couple of mistakes in personnel. And if he had put Barr in the beginning, I can only imagine where we would be today. How many of those guys would already be in jail or without a pension? And I think they're waiting for the shoe to drop. Look at Schiff's in trouble. He's been pretty quiet. Where's Jerry Nadler been? Where's little Mr. Weeblos? Where's he been? Remember, like, Weeblos wobble, but they don't fall down? Where are these people? They don't make a noise as Pelosi. And frankly, what I'm reading, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, is she's losing her luster. My fear, though, if she goes away, who fills that hole? AOC? And now you're starting to see, with Schiff and others, you're starting to see that they actually covered up for Joe Biden and family. So did Obama and Hillary. They knew what was going on, and you're seeing that now in the papers that they're coming up with. Not the White House, but the FBI is uncovering, the Department of Justice. Can you imagine? Now, they can prove that Joey Biden, his son, got millions from the Ukrainians and others, Chinese as well. Can you imagine if any of Trump's kids benefited with a nickel anywhere? What would be going down? Right? I can't imagine. They'd definitely be burning down Trump towers all over the place. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Yeah, talk about old and new, right? Jones and your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But all right, so I won't do it anymore. I'm not trying to drive you guys crazy. I was actually reading, for some of you just tuning in, I was reading down the millionaire list. You know, I mean, seriously, for Congress. How do they go from barely making, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 a year to all of a sudden they're worth, I don't know, like $1 billion? How does that happen? Seriously. I mean, do they have some kind of class they teach you how to invest your money properly? Based on how the government screws up and that's how it works? It's just mind-boggling. I don't know if I did this the other night, but, you know, Governor Newsom is just probably one of the most failed governors in the country. And he's full of himself. If he makes it a second term, I will lose all hope for Californians. I mean that sincerely. This guy doesn't deserve a second term in any way, shape, manner, or form. And then he did something really crazy today, but we'll talk about that later on. The Department of Labor released the weekly new unemployment claims. This was last week. The unemployment claim numbers in California rose to 29%. Now, even though California only makes up 12% of the nation's population, we make up almost 30% of the welfare in the country. Right? The welfare claims. Well over a month, California's been well over 25%. And what's he doing? He's doing more and more. Keeps his clothes down. Closing down more and more. Well, today I think he opened up nail salons. I don't know. Maybe his wife got in his case. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She's not his wife. What is he? Anybody? She calls herself the first partner. That's it. Yes, I want to introduce my first partner. Why, does he have a second and third partner? I don't know. Anyhow, I find this stuff amazing. And then, again, you know, we're told that, what, 200 and, I think, what are we up to, 30-some-odd thousand people have died? Or, I mean, a little over 200,000 people have died from corona. 250,000 people died from the flu during Barack Obama's presidency. Did we run around screaming it was his fault? Remember, the flu comes in a different strain almost every year. You didn't hear it on this show. I didn't run around going, you know, this is his fault. I did when Ebola was brought to him. When he actually had the spine, Obama that is, to bring Ebola, people with active Ebola to this country, I'm thinking to myself, what is he doing? Wherever they were, I don't know if they were in Africa or wherever they were, it's like, stay there with them. Build a hospital around them. Why bring them to this country where it can spread like wildfire? That's crazy. And then you're blaming Donald Trump, a lot of the left. They want to create this phony buzz. It's his fault that corona is spreading like it is. Really? How do you figure? Right? Instead of ridiculing him when he wants to shut it down, instead of you not paying attention, yeah, you Dems not paying attention during impeachment and everything else, you've been going out. You've been so laser-focused and going after this man because you don't like that he was elected. That you're willing to throw everybody else in this country under the bus. You know, shame on you. I know you don't care what I have to say, but shame on you. It's just craziness from every direction. I don't know if you heard this a couple hours ago. Mark Kelly, winner of the Arizona State race, should be instated promptly. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine, and again, I'm not yay or nay as to whether he's on our side or not on our side. You know, when Arizonians, is that what it is? Come on, I'm not trying to be funny here. Regardless of who wins and the vote is certified in Arizona, or any state for that matter, the person should be promptly seated. When you have a special election, you have things going on, you really should get them in there. Now, Kelly was a former astronaut, U.S. Navy captain. And, again, I'm just saying this because I want you to understand that when you're in such a situation like we are now, you want to make sure that senators, whether somebody's on our side or this, we can't be like them. Whether somebody's on our side or not, we need to set the precedent. We need to take the high road, since they think the high road is kicking us in the knee. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, you look at the Senate. They're going to come together on this. We're going to get that seat filled. I'm not concerned about it. Unless somebody really goes sideways on us, I'm not really concerned about it. I think any one of the four picks that he put at the top, not a problem. Let me see. I have a lot of good stuff I want to get to. Gavin Newsom stuff is the best though. That's the stuff I'm going to have a lot of fun with that later on. Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, he's under investigation for sharing information, but not any information. Truly classified. See, I would do this in me. The sneaky guy in me would do something totally different. No, really. I would say, look, we're going to have private briefings one-on-one. partially so I can keep an eye on you, and partially, you know, so I give the information I want to give you, right? And I would have them all, you know, I would have them all with a little different twist to the story, not major, but a point minor enough to where they may mention it to someone, so you'd know who was leaking it. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, just something stupid, like if we they caught Billy Bob Clinton in a I don't know, white Escalade with his secretary, which is, you know, wouldn't be unbelievable. And maybe another story you say he's in a black Escalade. Another story you say he's in a blue Escalade. Right? Just a minor difference, you know, so you can catch him. Because that's what we need to do. We need to shame these people for the lifestyles that they're living and the things they're doing to the American people. Come on. Tell me I'm wrong. We need to stop playing. I was talking to a Democrat today, lifelong Democrat. And she looked right at me. She said, "You Republicans are going to stop playing nice." Hello? Wait a minute, what? Where have you heard that before? I've been saying it on this show for a dozen years. Stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. Get out there. Right? And hit the bat. Now, look, you don't get violent. You don't do illegal stuff, but hit them back just the way they hit us, with the fervor, continual, you know, just, I don't want to call it a smackdown, but that's what it is. They don't stop. Look at Nancy Pelosi. I got a quiver of arrows. We'll do impeachment. We'll do this. We'll do that. Now, I realize that she's just, you know, spewing from the mouth. Nothing really there. But they would do everything they could to take him down. They would do everything they could behind the scenes, using every parliamentary rule they can. But they got nothing. There's nothing in that arrow bag. So I don't know. I don't know. We need to smarten up. Hey, on Black Lives Matter, I don't know if you guys caught the story about them cleaning up their website now. Did you catch that? I mean, it's been in a couple of places on this, but it hasn't been really loud. And somebody must have went in and said, hey, you've got to fix this. This is not selling well with the rank and file of the party. This is not selling well, truly, in the black community. You got to clean it up. So they're pulling out, or have pulled out, things like we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. They support each other as extended, so they're one big village. We support each other as extended families and or villages. We collectively care for one another, especially our children. Right? Now, check this out. Wait till you hear the line. The line is, we collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. Well, are they not comfortable normally in the nuclear family? Ah, but the next line's the best. We foster a queer-affirming network. When we gather, we do so with intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. So, the male-female relationship is bad. You have to be freed from that thinking. And we're the ones that are off. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Silence, GCN Live. Larry Elder joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about his movie, Uncle Tom, how well it's doing. And if you haven't seen it, I want to know why. You need to write me and let me know. We'll be back in a little bit.